Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you haven't tried Super Beats Heart Chews, you're missing out. Super Beats Heart Chews are a delicious way that you can support your heart health. Super Beats Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Chews has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Better blood pressure means more energy, the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just 2 delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support that you need and the energy that you want. Support your heart health with delicious Super Beats Heart Chews. Get your Super Beats Chews today at danasbeats.com. And when you buy 2 bags, they'll throw in the 3rd for free. That's danasbeats.com to get a free bag of Super Beats Heart Chews when you purchase 2. Support your heart health with Super Beats Heart Chews, available at danasbeats.com. That's danasbeats.com.
Masks. I can only hope that our community recognizes we still have a choice. Regardless of what the governor did, we can still choose in our city to act like we do have a mask mandate, for people to continue to wear it, for businesses to continue to require it, and that's what we're going to have to do.
So, Austin, the Austin mayor, let me deal with some stuff here. Good grief. So the Austin mayor, that's Austin, Texas.
Steve Adler.
Why am I hearing so much, by the way? The Austin, Texas mayor, Steve Adler, who is upset over the mask mandate that's been rolled back by Governor Greg Abbott. This was yesterday. He did this actually yesterday evening. And I'm pleased that he did, because good grief. I mean, I think we're kind of done with all of this. Welcome to the show. I'm Dana Lash, danalash.com. Go and subscribe to the newsletter. I don't have my big cans anymore because I have these impossible to put in ear monitors that are actually really nice, but holy all hell. So we're going to do an aside about that. I may write a whole newsletter just about that. So welcome to, like I said, welcome back to the show. So yesterday, Greg Abbott, the Texas governor, announced that it's we're going to get rid of the mask mandate and everything can open 100%. And this will be on what, like next Wednesday, the 10th?
Yep.
Yeah, because I think there was a little bit of confusion from people at first, and they were kind of wondering, well, what, when's that going to be? Is it like tomorrow? I think some people were just, you know, hoping that it was going to be tomorrow. I don't know what the difference between tomorrow and, or today and Wednesday is. I'm not quite sure, but you know, it is what it is. And so I'm just happy that it's getting rolled back. I made the observation on Twitter. I said, look, you know, I'm happy that this is getting rolled back. I'm happy that this is, that it's finally happening. However, I'm not going to thank lawmakers for returning to me rights that were not theirs for the taking anyway. So I'm not going to say thank you for giving me back my rights. I'm not going to do that. That's not going to happen. So just, you know, an FYI. I am pleased, like I said, that I'm not going to have to wear a face diaper, although I'm sure like some businesses are going to require it, but now they don't have the, and you can't get in trouble for not wearing one either. But this, now at least with this, businesses that don't want to require masks are not going to be, they're not going to get in trouble if they don't require them in the store, because there were a lot of businesses that were a little bit, they were a little worried about that whole issue, because some areas they have pretty progressive mayors, Democrat mayors, and they were threatening some of these business owners. Oh my gosh, the left has gone apoplectic. I'm not quite sure. Do you know what they've done? So do you know the flag, right? That was the flag that was the come and take it flag.
Yeah.
That had to do with the cannon that the you know, Mexican army was asking for, and, you know, our side, Texas responded with, you know, we'll come and take it then, you know, quoting Greek and Leonidas, actually. So the left made a version of that, but it's a mask. Actually, it looks like a badly drawn turkey. I'm going to put this in Slack because I just saw it and I'm fascinated with this. They're rallying around this like icon as though it's like some kind of symbol of something, or like it's a symbol of they want to be masked. Someone said on Texas Independence Day, we tell Governor Abbott, because yesterday was Texas Independence Day, come and take it. I mean, it looks like a badly drawn turkey.
It does.
This, I mean, it does. It totally looks like a badly drawn turkey, right?
It does.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only. This is stupid. Seriously, I mean, if that's what they want to do, go ahead and let them do it. But they're infuriated, and they were saying that what Greg Abbott's going to have their favorite phrase is have blood on your hands. These people are obsessed with blood on hands. They're obsessed with it, just like they're obsessed with seeing Nazi runes and everything. But they are upset, and they, I guess, think everyone's going to die. Or at least they're hoping that everyone, I don't know.
I'm really confused about their stance, because it's literally, they're saying, please come and take it. Like, we're forcing them to not wear a mask? Like, do they think lifting the mandate means you're forced to not wear a mask? Because that seems to be what they're responding to.
Unless the government tells them to do something, they don't know what the hell to do.
That's absurdity.
They are terrified. They're going to have to make a personal decision.
And by the way, no one's going to come and take your mask.
No one's going to come and take your crappy mask.
Nobody cares if you're
wearing. No one gives a rat's ass about your stupid mask. No one cares. If you are immunocompromised, if you're scared, you don't want to go out, then stay home. That's fine. No one's going to fault you. I will physically fight someone that wants to judge you. How about that? I got you. I get your six. I'll come at them like a spider monkey, right? Just give me a bag of Super Beats and it's on. That being said, don't be judging other people if they don't want to wear it. Like, see, I'm a germaphobe. I don't, like, I had people that at CPAC that wanted to shake my hand, and I'm like, let me just be clear, I'm not touching you. I was in a group of people, and two people in front of me, I was very kindly, I'm like, I don't shake hands. I just say it. I stopped making apologies and explaining it. And then the third person was like, oh, you know, you're worried about the pandemic. I said, no, I just think you're dirty. I look right in their face. And they're like, oh. And I'm like, well, you said something stupid, so I thought I'd respond in kind. Like, this is how I've always been. Yeah, I wouldn't, if someone was like, I don't know, I don't want to shake hands with you because, you know, hand meat and sweat, it's gross. I'd be like, you know what, I totally understand you. You don't know me, I don't know you, right? I don't know what your habits are like. I was in the airport restroom, and I watched as an airport worker exited a stall and did not wash her hands. And I am overcome at that moment. Everyone turns into a Karen when they see that. I didn't make a scene or anything, but I did like without even thinking, I was like, oh my gosh, like she's not even going to wash her hands because it's so ew. Who does this? Like, did you just go in there to stand and not touch anything? Like if I go into a public restroom and the air touches my hands, I feel like I have to wash them, but not in there, right? So I'm not, if people don't want to wear masks, then that now they have the right to not wear masks, right? Conservatives aren't anti-mask. That's such a stupid thing that the left came up with. We are opposed to a government entity forcing us under threat of penalty to wear one. If I wear one, I will choose to do so. If I don't want to wear one, I will choose to do so. If I want to go into a place that requires masks, I will choose whether or not I want to wear one. The end. My body, my choice. You know, I thought that covered everything, right? Or is it just killing babies, which apparently is treated like something completely more inconsequential than the mask issue? For the love. But that I will say that come and take it thing, it looks like a badly drawn turkey. Really, it looks like I drew a turkey.
Yeah.
Or like some bread with other little rolls on the side. I don't know. Just for the loops. Just not sure. It just looks really stupid. Oh my gosh. All right. So a few other, because I'm coming back to that because the left has gone apoplectic over it. And you had Keith Olbermann who said that we shouldn't be wasting vaccines on people in Texas anymore. And he was dragged all over. He's gotten, I think, even dumber as he's gotten older. He's gotten exponentially angrier and a lot dumber as he's gotten older. He really has. So he was tweeting, he retweeted Greg Abbott talking about the mask mandate. And he says, why are we wasting vaccinations on Texas if Texas has decided to join the side of the virus? This is something he actually tweeted. I mean, I guess, you know, even if it, I mean, it's because we also help pay for it. And my tax dollars went to that, you giant meathead. My tax dollars went to that. So I get some of it, too. Even if I don't ever use it, some of it's mine. I planted my flag there. I go where my dollars go. Sometimes I regret ever defending him back in like 2009 when MSNBC suspended him because they discovered political donations. But then I soothe my ego by patting myself on the back by being such a better for being such a better human than he is. And then I realize that that's probably not very nice to do, but I do it anyway. Right? Struggled on if I should feel guilt. Is he, does he talk about sports? What does he do?
No, I don't know. That's a good question. He used to talk about sports. I don't think he does sports anymore. I think it's all political now.
Oh, I don't know, because did he get fired again from the sports?
I'm not sure. I haven't honestly cared enough to follow what Overman's
doing. Yeah, I know. That's the thing. That's like I've never cared enough to actually look up what he does. He did. He's on. I don't know where he is. I literally don't know where he is. Anyway, but he used to at least talk about sports. But he's just. If any pundit ever made the news for murdering, like, legitimately another person, I would bet on him as being the culprit. Right. He's one of the very few people that I think, yeah, he probably would actually kill somebody. He just seems so unhinged, more so than the other unhinged progressives. He just calm down. How has he not had an aneurysm? He is so wound up all the time and just so mad all the time. How are you that mad? How is he, like, in any way at all chubby? Because he spends so many calories on being so mad all the time. All right, so he was dragged for that. Now, some of the businesses, Mississippi also lifted their restrictions. By the way, Florida's over there going, hey, we've been here. How you doing? And then they take a sip of a Natty Light. What are you doing? We've been here this whole time. Welcome. Yeah, it is... Yeah, what is that? Well, it's true. Yeah, DeSantis. Yeah, I mean, this is DeSantis. He's being way classier about it than I am. But if I was Ron DeSantis, I'd be walking out with a belt buckle that said first. Listen.
I see in many parts of our country a sad state of affairs. Schools closed, businesses shuttered, and millions of lives destroyed. This calamitous reality is just the beginning of what will likely be long-term damage to children, to families, and to society. Sow the wind, and you reap the whirlwind. While so many other states kept locking people down over these many months, Florida lifted people up.
Look at that. Lifting people up, you know, like them. Like a hallelujah. Lift them up. Mr. Governor Ron DeSantis, he did a little victory lap right there. But he deserved it, right? Yeah, absolutely. So Mississippi's doing it as well. They're lifting it. Now, Texas has actually been doing really well with everything, although a lot of people on the left are saying, oh, well, your three went up. Nobody wants to talk about cycle threshold. They look at every single contraction as a fatality. And they keep targeting. They were actually, Tarrant County, the county I live in, was trending yesterday. Because they kept saying, oh, these people that, you know, this is, look at how many hospital beds are occupied. My favorite thing ever is looking at someone who's never been to Texas and who lives like the furthest away in the United States as possible, like Northeast, like the very tippy tip top of the Northeast part of the United States, opining on Texas politics. That just warms my heart in a burning fire. It's awesome. All right. So coming up. Rockets have struck an Iraqi base hosting U.S. troops. This looks like it's. The response to our response to their initial rocket attack. So it's a rocket off. They got served and then now they're serving us back. And apparently there's one fatality, a contractor that reportedly had a heart attack. We're going to talk about that as well. Cuomo, the pressure for him to get out is intensifying. We'll talk about that. Capitol Hill security has been increased around chatter about some sort of March 4th conspiracy. I only hear the left talking about it. yet they make fun of QAnon. So we're going to talk about that. Adam Kinzinger is trying to build his name off of being the anti-Josh Hawley. He's trying every trick in the trade in order to establish himself as some sort of, you know, national name. I just find the guy insufferable. I've made up my mind. I don't like him. I said at first I didn't know enough. I think I do now. I'm not a fan. So we're going to talk about all of that and more. We've got headlines on the way, and you don't want to miss a single second of today's show. A lot of things to discuss. If you haven't tried Super Beats Heart Chews, you're missing out. Super Beats Heart Chews are a delicious way that you can support your heart health. Super Beats Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Chews has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Better blood pressure means more energy, the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just 2 delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support that you need and the energy that you want. Support your heart health with delicious Super Beats Heart Chews. Get your Super Beats Chews today at danasbeats.com. And when you buy 2 bags, they'll throw in the 3rd for free. That's danasbeats.com to get a free bag of Super Beats Heart Chews when you purchase too. Support your heart health with Super Beats Heart Chews, available at danasbeats.com. That's danasbeats.com.
Follow Dana on Twitter at DLash and official Dana Lash on Facebook.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick 5, brought to you by Caltech.
As I said, it's the 90th anniversary today of the Star Spangled Banner. It was made official as the anthem by Herbert Hoover 90 years ago today. Look at that. This is actually really kind of terrifying. I mean, sharks are scary anyway, but like glow-in-the-dark sharks? It sounds like some Dr. Evil nonsense. But they exist. So researchers discovered 3 glow-in-the-dark sharks off the coast of New Zealand, including the kitefin shark, which is now the largest known luminous vertebrae. Luminous vertebrae. That sounds like a gift shop for like real bougie ceramic sea life decor, right? They documented the luminescence of the kitefin shark, the black-bellied lantern shark, and the southern lantern shark in Chatham Rise. It's an area of the ocean floor east of New Zealand. It actually looks, I mean, it looks pretty cool. Space hurricanes, apparently they exist, and one was spotted above the North Pole, according to a bunch of researchers from numerous countries, including the U.S. and U.K. They spotted eye-catching phenomenon above the North Pole in what they're calling a space hurricane. It is a 600-mile-wide swirling mass of plasma. Plasma rained electrons down on the North Pole, and it was only now that the existence of space hurricanes have been even confirmed. And they said that this particular swirling mass of plasma spun counterclockwise hundreds of miles above the North Pole before it kind of fizzled out. So that's kind of cool, right? That sounds like some Magneto stuff. In the last decade, 89% of new CO2 output came from China and India. Yet China is not a party to the Paris Accords because the United States is expected to make up for all of China's pollution. Meantime, China charges ahead with a national digital currency. Banks in Germany are telling customers to take their deposits elsewhere, according to the Wall Street Journal. More customers are having to pay negative rates as savings have surged amid the pandemic. And one of their biggest banks, Commerzbank, told customers since last year to pay a 0.5% annual rate to keep large sums of money in it. Stick with us. We got more in store.
Hey, everyone. The left is always trying to tell us how terrible America is and how it needs to be transformed. I'm here to tell you how great America is and why we need to preserve it. I'm Sarah Carter. And on the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll tell you why I was so encouraged by my visit to CPAC and the great people in this country determined to preserve our freedoms. On each episode, we'll expose the leftist agenda targeting your liberties and how you can keep what matters most to you. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Check out all 3 hours of The Dana Show live on official Dana Lash on Facebook, youtube.com/The Dana Show, or channel 244 on Pluto TV.
But my hope is by this time next year, we're going to be back to normal. And before that, my hope But again, it depends upon if people continue to be smart and understand that we still can have significant losses. There's a lot we have to do yet.
So that's Joe Biden, who says he's not actually sure when America might be able to return to normal, possibly. I bet he's the president. Isn't he making these decisions? No. Who's making these decisions if it's not him? Who is it? Is it Kamala? I mean, who is making these decisions? Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash, danalash.com. Yeah, they're just not sure. Not sure when it's going to happen. I keep hearing different things as well. What did Fauci say? That maybe by, I think the goalposts keep moving.
April.
This is the longest 15 days ever, man. No. Right?
Forever.
Like the longest 15 days ever. I think that some people have gotten too used to wearing like the mask thing too, right?
Mm-hmm.
It does kind of seem that way. Very, So the when this might return to normal, that's the million-dollar question. Texas is trying. It's horrible rhetoric. Some of what I've seen on the left, like accusing people who just want things to reopen and get back to normal of committing mass murder. And we've talked about this before, but I'll reiterate. I find that these individuals to be the most insufferable hypocrites because they feel as though they are more virtuous because they're signaling virtue harder. That whether or not someone is virtuous is predicated upon how hard they signal it, right? How much do they show that they are? They're like the modern day Pharisees. Like how, look at us, we're going to wear the sackcloth and cover ourselves with ash. And look how holy we are. Look how reverent we are. Oh my goodness, look at us put on this show. And in the meantime, they're some of the most ethically and spiritually shallow people out there. And I get the same feeling with these individuals that accuse everyone else of being murderers and say, oh my gosh, Texas. I saw people yesterday saying, well, I'm just going to spray Lysol on people that I see not wearing a mask. I'm just going to spray Lysol on them. Okay, well, that's going to be considered battery or assault, depending on, you know, in the manner that it happens. So you might want to be careful with that because it's actually a crime. And you could run up against somebody like me, and I definitely will totally drag you through the court system until you've nothing left, till you're dry, withered husk. But I just think about this for a minute. They're accusing people in Texas and elsewhere, Mississippi now in Florida, of not caring about the lives of people because they want to reopen and get back to normal and go out and do things like, I don't know, engage in commerce and have their kids go back to school. But these individuals are saying that we don't care about life, but yet they've already. And I feel this is important to just to reemphasize because it's been months since we've talked about it. These are the people that have already stated by way of action that they've already accepted risk. They've already stated by way of ordering food or using electricity or using gas or any of these other things that they don't think about, getting their mail. They have already stated that they are okay with risk, not risk which they must front the cost of, but risk that other people have. Those other people choosing to engage in that willful employment, they've accepted that level of risk. These individuals are acting as though they have no choice. Well, because we do this, look at how much risk we're not. Remember during the lockdown when businesses that were trying to open were accused of being mass murderers? When Shelley Long was accused of, or Shelley Long is not her name. That's a cheers lady. What's her, Luther, Shelley Luther, who was accused of being like a mass murderer because she just wanted to reopen her salon. But they were already stated that they were okay with a certain level of risk because they would have DoorDash deliver. They would have groceries, Amazon. They were risking these people's lives while acting as though they were more virtuous than you, who were going to go out and source it your damn self. So in some ways, you actually were risking fewer lives than they were because you were still following all of the protocol, everything else. But they were risking other people's lives, whereas you as just went out and risked your own. And they wanted to act as though they were more virtuous. I feel like it's the same thing with these mask mandates. Look at the rate, look at the fatality rates and look at the transmission rates and the contact tracing, et cetera. These states, you know, states like Florida and elsewhere, they're not dealing with the same amount of fatalities and contractions that California and New York are. And then some of the states that did, they're identical to some of the states that didn't have super strict lockdowns, etc. And this is from, you know, the people who always talk about paying attention to science just don't want to see this. So this is where people like me and other reasonable people, I don't want to argue with somebody over a stupid mask. I mean, I don't care. But at the same time, I will defend my character and the character of others when you have progressives act as though we are just flippant about life because we don't believe in a non-consensus justified mask mandate. I mean, the science community hasn't formed a consensus on masks. So there's, you know, there are a lot of questions. If you want to do whatever you have to do to make you feel better, but don't judge other people for doing what makes them feel better. Isn't that your like whole mantra? And then the situation with the kids. We got an email from our school, from my youngest school today, stating that they're still, right, until they figure out, a best practice, etc., they're still going to do the mask thing right now since it came last night. And Abbott's getting some criticism over how quickly this came about because there were schools that didn't have time to prepare.
I think that's why he gave everyone a week.
Yeah, I think it's probably why it's next Wednesday. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, if you're not able to come up with a best practice for masks in a week, then what in the hell are you doing administrating a school? Just, you know, questions. And we already have contact tracing data on this. Again, we had a firm for our kid's school, and they showed that there were no transmissions were not happening at the school. They simply weren't, not at all. But at the same time, you know, Abbott was getting a lot of pressure from a lot. And I think other Republicans in the state were getting a lot of pressure from people because you had the whole situation with the blackout and the no running water. And there was just a lot there. I think in the very beginning, I think he was worried and trying to insulate himself against media attacks from all of this. And so that's why we had this mandate in the first place. Now, Tarrant County, the judge, remember I was talking about him, Glenn Whitley, just the other day. He had implemented a mandate for the county in which I live. And that was expected to go all the way to, the end of March or something ridiculous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Later than that, like May.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Maybe it was May. You're right. It was right before Memorial Day. There's like May 25th or something. Now he says, well, he's not going to, you know, that's rescinded. He's not going to fight with the state about it. He didn't even follow it himself. I have the photo receipts to prove it. But he rescinded that, so now we don't have that in my county anymore. So you bet your butt I ain't going to be wearing a mask. Because here's my problem. I've had sinus surgery. Okay? When it's hot outside and I'm forced to wear a mask, I literally can't breathe. That's another issue. I was getting a gift for a friend, and I went into a L'Occitane store to get a gift for a friend. I know it's like a real bougie soap store, but whatever. And I know my friend likes this one particular thing. Now, here's something else maybe you don't know. I deal with eczema. So I have eczema on my hands. I have eczema on my fingertips. Sometimes you'll see me wear like these weird black bandages and stuff on my fingers. It's because I'm having like a breakout. And it's only on like certain fingers and that. But it, you know, it's uncomfortable. And I have to be really careful. I have to use non-scented stuff and, you know, all this garbage. So I walk in there knowing how much of a germaphobe I am. I don't expect people to know this. I had my mask on. This was actually just a couple weeks ago. And they stopped me at the door and they said, can you wash your hands right here? And I noticed that, I mean, it was like their scented soap and all that. And I'm sure it was very lovely for anyone else who doesn't have to deal with like blisters breaking out on their fingers. And I was like, I'm sorry. I'm like, I can show you my steroid cream that I have in my bag. I'm like, I have eczema on my fingers. I'm not here for myself. I'm here for a friend. And they were like, so you can't wash your hands. I couldn't go into the store. I had to leave. So, you know, some of this stuff is a bit, I could have made a scene and I could have tweeted about it and I could have done all kinds of stuff, but I'm busy and I just, you know, there are enough douchebags out in the world, including the people who worked at that store. So I didn't feel like, you know, adding to the mix. And I just went elsewhere. But, you know, it's choice. But at the same time, realize that there's a reason why other people are making their choices. And a big factor in this is that no one is extending to anybody else the benefit of the doubt. Nobody's doing that. It's all, oh my gosh, you're taking a stance opposite me just to spite me. That's like the prevailing belief. And don't you agree that that seems to be what is motivating or provoking so much anger in some of these folks? And it's not because they're not taking a stance opposite you just to spite you. They're just, they're making a decision best for them. You can make a decision best for you. It would have been actually smart if the store said, you know what, here's the non-scented. But, you know, they didn't. I mean, I wasn't going in there for me. There's no way I could. I mean, my good grief, I'd hate to see what would happen. But, you know, just you got to think of this stuff. All right. So I want to move on to a couple of other things. We got a lot to discuss. I'm not even through most of this. Okay. So really quickly, and looking at some of what's happening here with the Democrat side of things, there are two things I want to touch on. Rockets hit an airbase in Iraq that is hosting U.S. troops. A U.S. contractor dies in this attack. It was up on an Iraqi base. 10 rockets slammed into this base, housing U.S. and other coalition troops, said the Pentagon. John Kirby said the contractor suffered a cardiac episode while sheltering. He did not make it through, sadly. And they said that there were no service members injured. All are accounted for. British and Danish troops are also amongst those stationed at the base. Now, this has been the first, because remember, what was it, two weeks ago, you had a Shia militia that's considered an Iranian proxy that had targeted our troops, killed one service member, killed a contractor and injured a service member, as I understand it was reported. And then we responded. Their initial attack was apparently in response for Qasem Soleimani. And then we had the rockets that were earlier this week. Now, this, I'm not quite sure what the response that we're going to have will be. But Iran, obviously, infamous for hiding behind these proxy groups to carry out these attacks. So they can say, well, it wasn't the country, you know, specifically that was engaging in this action. In addition to that, I have this listed as the purge continues. I find these headlines to be troubling. And this is something that I want to keep watch on in the coming weeks. So this is from The Guardian. And it says, U.S. militia group draws members from military and police. This is coupled with some of headlines that I have in my notes that talk about how there's a concern in government amongst some officials that, you know, members of our military, this kind of goes in line with National Guard, that are they members of the militia at home? What other groups are they? Are they like, what do they call them? 3%ers, whatever that is. I don't even know what that is. It's like, I guess, another kind of group any kind of other, what they would call patriotic group. I feel like it's an ideological purge of sorts. Doesn't it seem like that? That troubles me. I find that troubling. Incredibly so. So we're going to discuss the Equality Act coming up, how it needs to die in the Senate. Cuomo, he's nowhere to be found. He was doing tons of media hits. And now, I think, honestly, are Democrats going to sacrifice him at this altar of cancellation? He's got a press conference today at, what, 12? So shortly. Are they going to try to sacrifice him at the altar of cancellation so that they don't have to talk about either the nursing home scandal or even Joe Biden's own history with accusations of the sexual harassment nature? And as it relates to the nursing home controversy, you realize how many other governors implemented the edicts that Cuomo did. Gretchen Whitmer is one of them. So this would unofficially indict all of these other Democrats. So they have to play their hand very carefully here. We'll talk about that as well coming up. And aliens. Maybe it's aliens. I know there's just some things that are not even related to each other. Or are they? Founded 30 years ago, Kel-Tec takes pride in their mission of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company, Kel-Tec began making firearms in 1995 and to this day continues to never copy weapons, but always innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Now, SHOT Show is usually the time for Kel-Tec to unveil what's next. But with SHOT canceled this year, stay tuned to this program and the Kel-Tec social channels to discover new Kel-Tec weapons, all true to Kel-Tec's commitment commitment to their customers by offering them firearm designs they can't get anywhere else. All Kel-Tec firearms are quality made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to go to work. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms, and they work hard to provide top quality products for you, law enforcement, and military personnel that protect America and her freedoms. To find a retailer near you and learn more about Kel-Tec's full line of pistols, rifles, shotguns, accessories, and more, check them out at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
Check out all 3 hours of The Dana Show live on official Dana Lash on Facebook, YouTube.com/The Dana Show, or Channel 244 on Pluto TV.
DanaLash.com. Do we have the... There's certain things I'm not actually hearing. So I'm going to have to... Yeah, I'm going to have to adjust my thing. So we're going to have to do some technical things here coming up. All right, so there's a press conference that is taking place with Cuomo coming up. It's going to be like his first one since this all happened. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing what he says about any of this stuff. But I'm actually looking at something that was sent out about it. So he's expected in what, like, it's to start in 4 or 5 minutes. Yeah. So what we'll do is, so at the top of the next hour, we will we'll monitor it. And then if there's like anything earth shattering that comes out from it, we will share that information with you. So that way you're not missing anything. And if we need to take some of it live, we will do that. But I'm not going to just take it live and, you know, have you all be bored half out of your mind. All right. So I was reading this fascinating piece, short and sweet. I'll put this in the prep for the subscribers to chapter and verse. The UFO sightings, because there's been so many of these. And then we had it like in a headline just the other day where there was this cockpit audio from that American Airlines flight 2292. It was New Mexico to Phoenix. And the pilot was like, do we have any targets up here? Because we had something go just like fly right over us. And he's like, it's like a long cylindrical object. It looked like a missile type thing. And then American Airlines put out a statement saying, well, you know, we, following a debrief, you know, we can confirm the transmission, but that's about it. They had not provided any other details or anything. So I wouldn't even say I'm a hobbyist. I'm just a casual consumer of UFO stuff, right? But now, like, all of these UFO sites that I'm reading, they're like, are they trying to set us up for something? Are they trying to mentally prepare us for something? Because then they had the just like these stories that were happening, and the DIA recently released documents where they were testing wreckage from crashes, all kinds of stuff. I don't know. Patriot Mobile is a longtime supporter of my show, helping to bring you free conservative radio. This year, Patriot Mobile is bringing even more to my loyal listeners with expanded wireless coverage. If you've contacted Patriot Mobile before and they didn't have the coverage you wanted, I urge you to call now. Their expanded coverage also comes with even lower pricing options. As America's only Christian conservative wireless service provider, you get the broadest coverage of any provider on dependable nationwide 4G LTE networks with a company you can trust. Patriot Mobile gives back a portion of every dollar earned to support organizations in which you believe. Call now and receive Patriot Mobile's premier activation at no additional charge. Call the U.S.-based team at 972-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com/Dana. Use promo code Dana for premier activation and a free gift. That's patriotmobile.com/Dana, promo code Dana, or call 972-PATRIOT. Patriot Mobile, their plans, your freedom.
Look, the allegations that have been made by Ms. Rush and Ms. Boylan and Ms. Bennett are serious, very troubling. These women have to be listened to. I've always believed that sexual harassment is not acceptable, must not be tolerated. Now there's a investigation in the hands of a very, very capable person, the Attorney General of New York State. I supported it and called for it. And now she's doing it. I know the Attorney General will conduct a thorough investigation.
So this is Chuck Schumer, who is, this is very interesting to me. So he's saying, look, allegations against Cuomo are troubling. By the way, he's having and I have it pulled up here. Let me make sure this is all down. He's going to be making a statement. He said it was going to be an announcement, like something about the coronavirus and then also an announcement. So like a coronavirus update and then an announcement. And I have, and he's going to be talking about all this. So, and this is going to be 1 o'clock. And if anything happens, you know, if he decides to say, although I'm not getting that from this, yeah. He's not going to step down. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash, danalash.com. Make sure you subscribe to Chapter and Verse. It says subscribe right up top. Go there. It's only $6 a month and you get all kinds of prep, everything, and deep dives on issues. And we have some behind the scenes stuff we're going to be rolling out. A lot of good stuff. So it's worth it. I don't think Cuomo will resign. I don't think Cuomo is going to resign. And I think that he, by and large, is just going to kind of ignore everything because Ralph Northam did. I mean, for crying out loud, Ralph Northam was in blackface and he talked about post-birth abortion and took everybody's guns away. So he stayed in office. He just stayed where he was and he wouldn't budge. And none of the other Democrats, the difference between Northam and Cuomo is obviously you have the body count of the nursing home scandal and the accusers in the sexual harassment case. But Northam, what he did was, you know, awful. But the difference is that in Northam's case, I don't recall any Democrats coming out saying that he needed to step down. Did you?
I never heard it.
I don't recall any of that. I don't remember any of those Democrats doing that. Whereas here with Cuomo, you already have, you have Bill de Blasio who came up. Bill de Blasio, just a quick note on this. The only reason that he came out to even say anything is because he wants to be governor at some point. He has hated Cuomo for years. They have had this thing for years. So, of course, he's going to take every opportunity. Now, Cuomo's a bully for sure. De Blasio's just kind of bimbo-esque. I don't know. He's just sort of... But at least he at least knows when his weaknesses are showing. Does that make sense? Whereas Cuomo just thinks, I'm just going to power through it. Nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to question me. But I think that he's going to stay. Democrats are still mad after Al Franken. And they are not going to budge. I don't think you'll have different Democrats issue statements and say, oh, it's very troubling. There were more, and I'm going to use this phrase accurately, credible accusers coming forward with Andrew Cuomo than there ever were with Kavanaugh. Right. You had a woman who didn't even meet him come forward, never met him, couldn't keep her story straight. She was a completely unreliable witness. But it was, and Democrats hid it, by the way, for months. They hid it. Feinstein's office hid it. So they'll come out with these statements and that's going to be like the penance they have to pay. They had much stronger rhetoric for Kavanaugh, but they use sexual harassment like a political football. That's what Democrats do. They don't actually do anything to prevent it. In fact, even no matter how many of these cases we have, we still have Democrats that are getting in trouble for it. And these women, all that anyone can say, no one's wearing pins with their names on them. Nobody's doing any of that stuff. They're not saying women believe all women. They're saying, well, it's troubling. That's the difference. He's not going to go anywhere. He's going to stay exactly where he is. He is not going to go anywhere. He's going to stay right there. But Democrats, I do think they face a little bit of difficulty here because Joe Biden had accusers that came forward. He tried to they've created him as this kind of bumbling pawpaw, and that's his defense. That is his shield. They will try to get you to feel bad for him if you're criticizing him. Oh, but he lost his son. Oh, but his other son's so troubled. And oh my gosh, like look what he's dealt with. And they make him out like he's some sort of beleaguered, barely cognitive grandfather, and then get mad when you actually say, well, then why should he be in that seat? They don't want those accusations to bleed over and start affecting him. But then at the same time, if they, I think that this also, I think they feel that this is a safer bet going at Cuomo over the, like, the sexual harassment Me Too stuff than the nursing home scandal, because there's so many other Democrat governors that have implemented policies so similar to Cuomo's in their state. And once they start having that discussion about Cuomo's offenses with regards to bad governance, then they have to have that conversation about other Democrats, and it becomes a much larger, uncontainable problem. I think that's one of the reasons why they focused on that as opposed to the 11,000 people that were killed in the nursing home because of his edict. Now, he's talking about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at this point. Now, if there's any other announcements, like I said, I have it pulled up, and Steve's monitoring it in the DC studio, so we'll let you know about all of those. So a couple of things to discuss, and this is going to be, I think this is they're going to have a massive wave of backlash for this. So Democrats, the Senate, and this comes by way, let me pull this up. This is NBC News. The Senate is going to narrow the eligibility for stimulus checks under a deal that some of the moderate Democrats and Biden are making. And this is not something that, this is going to backfire on Democrats in a horrific fashion, because they're agreeing to limit this. Now, the $1,400 checks are going to go to fewer people now under a deal that the Democrats struck with Biden. So every American, and this is via NBC, every American who filed individually and makes up to $75,000 will still get the full amount before it begins to reduce incomes above that. But rather than zeroing out at $100,000 as the last coronavirus bill, the relief bill did, this one, this Senate bill that Democrats have put forward, and in this deal with Biden, it's going to cut payments off at $80,000. So if you're a couple that files jointly and you have an income at like $150,000, you will still get the full amount. But rather than zeroing it out at $200,000, the Senate is going to cut it off at $160,000 in earnings. They're going to cut payments off at $160,000 in earnings. Now, wait, there's more. With the purchase of one slap chop, you get a second slap chop. For taxpayers filing as head of the household, the new plan will make the full $1,400 available. So if you're earning under $112,500, the payment then will zero out at $120,000. Now, NBC reports that the payments are scheduled now to phase out at a faster rate. And they say this is because Biden met with Democrats and they said that these, it should be more narrowly targeted. But it maintains, NBC says that the crucial, like $1,400 top line number that they had established for the bulk of the people receiving this, that like Biden's campaign promise, they said, oh, no, but it maintains it. That's what they're saying. And then you have the 400 week, the House bill. And this is this, remember, this is what the Senate is contributing to this. The House bill had it. They passed this last weekend, I think. The Senate bill keeps the four, because I think the House bill had it too. They keep the $400 per week federal unemployment benefits. And then we could have a vote on this maybe by the end of the week. And they're going through reconciliation, so they have to get a score from the CBO and all that stuff. And that's going to allow them to bypass the filibuster and use simple majority to approve. So, wow. So the $2,000 checks are now $1,400 checks, and it's now $1,400 checks for fewer Americans. And then if anyone asked Jen Psaki about this at a press conference, did you know that Janet Yellen is the first female Treasury Secretary? Did you know that? Janet Yellen.
Female.
That's the response that you'll probably get. Can you tell us that the administration, how are they going to talk to you? The goalposts keep moving and the campaign promise keeps shrinking. Well, did you know Janet Yellen's a woman? And this has to do with what exactly? Well, vagina.
question.
Yes, Kane. Is it about Janet Yellen?
It's not, because I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
But do
and that's
they...
That's Yellin, Kane. In,
yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And why, if we're going to restrict these stimulus payments to those making $80,000 or less a year, do they only take taxes from people who make $80,000 or less a year? No, they take taxes from everybody they can get taxes from. Why are they limiting, when they put this restriction on the country for an entire year, mm-hmm. why are they limiting anyone when it comes to stimulus checks?
Well, they're going to have to circle back to you on that.
Dang it.
And
you just sockied me.
Yeah, they're going to have to circle back to you on that. But
totally
did you know that
sockied me.
Janet Yellen was born in 1946? Oh. First,
I think we have bigger issues to worry about at this moment.
Huh. Yeah. She's first woman Treasury Secretary. Do you know it?
Yeah. I'm old enough to remember mm-hmm. when the Democrats were promising $2,000 checks because mm-hmm. it was literally in December.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, she's going to have to circle back on this. Mm. So is this a campaign promise broken? Mm. This is, I really do believe that this has been like a trial run for a trial run for other economic plans that they have, for sure. I mean, I really do. It's this, I think it's kind of like their attempt to test out a universal basic income. Doesn't it seem like that?
It does.
That's one of the first things I thought of when I heard what they were, how they were planning to do this. And now I still think it, I still think that it does. I mean, albeit you have, you know, your, the federal and state welfare system that you have in place, but I am fascinated by how this is going to play out.
The government stop making problems.
Ooh. Ooh. Maybe, I mean, how is this going to, oh man, progressives are going to be mad. One might say big mad, but they're not going to be happy about this at all.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Listen to The Dana Show on your Alexa by opening the app settings and linking your podcast service to your Alexa. And then say, Alexa, play The Dana Show podcast.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
Now, as we've said, we'll continue watching this press conference that Andrew Cuomo is giving right now. He's talking about massive ramp up in the of the vaccine in by May is what he's saying right now. Any other news we'll bring to you. Also, some of the other latest news that we have today. It says law enforcement agencies around D.C. are adding extra security due to concerns about March 4th, a day that apparently only the press is saying that QAnon supporters believe Trump will be inaugurated again. I have not seen this anywhere except the media reporting it. So yeah, I did you? I've literally not
I
seen
saw it
anything.
Back in December, and it was talking about how it was a really convoluted story in the weeds about how the country is not an incorporation
okay.
anymore.
I'm already done. Dumb, yeah. I just want to hear about how this cat attacked a pilot. A passenger plane was forced to return to an airport in the Sudanese capital of Khartoum after an angry and aggressive cat, which somehow got into the cockpit, Freud's dying, attacked the pilot shortly after takeoff. Wednesday's flight, it was the Sudanese Tarko airline bound for Qatar's capital, and they were proceeding in a totally routine manner until the cat caused all hell to break loose. The cat was ferocious and furious and hated flying. It attacked the crew. They couldn't restrain it for some reason, and they actually had to land the damn thing. And they said, apparently, this is not the first cat hijacking. Apparently, they had another one. A plane was for a Belgian airliner with 62 people on board had to return to Brussels because of a cat. Stay with us.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Dana Lash, your social media debate teacher. Do your homework by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sorry for whatever pain I caused anyone. I never intended it. And I will be the better for this experience. Thank you. Questions?
So, welcome back to the show, Dana Lash. That's Andrew Cuomo. That was just two minutes ago. We just wound it back and to play it for you. And at his press conference where he was talking about the vaccine, and then was he trying to cry?
It sounded like it.
It did. Because there was one moment where, he just couldn't make the tears happen. It's because I think at one point I went, oh my gosh, is he crying? Is he crying right now? And he did one of these things. Like, nobody believe. I mean, he's going to go into the back and say, like, you know, drop an F-bomb and drink a scotch. I mean, let's be real. A reporter followed up with saying, you know, despite what you're saying, I mean, there are numerous photos of you literally touching people. That's, I mean, it's, that's what the, I mean, they're saying, I mean, despite all of the, this is, gosh, heavens. How do you, if he starts crying, this is a genuine question. Like, if someone's crying, is there a way that the interpreter, because this interpreter is not like Big Gretch's interpreter, is there a way that they can, does he make just like a sad face?
Yeah.
To illustrate the tone that his fake crying, Cuomo's fake crying, is there a way he can say like, kind of fake crying while doing the, good heavens. Good heavens. So that's, and he's now taking some questions from the, and what, so can, wait, can we pull this up really quick? Because I swear to you, I think he's blaming a pastor. I swear to you, I really feel like he just did that. I was looking at some of the closed captioning, and he was saying that.
Just now?
Yeah. Yeah. Just like a, just like a minute ago.
Remember. By the way, it was my father's way of greeting people. You're the governor of the state. You want people to feel comfortable. You want to reach out to them. I kiss and hug legislators. I was at an event in Queens the other day. Hugged the pastors and the assembly members who were there. So that is my way to do that. However, what I also understand is it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter my intent. What it matters is if anybody was offended by it. And I could intend no offense, but if they were offended by it, then it was wrong. And if they were offended by it, I apologize. And if they were hurt by it, I apologize. And if they felt pain from it, I apologize. I apologize. I did not intend it. I didn't mean it that way. But if that's how they felt, that's all that matters, and I apologize. Next question, operator.
If anyone was offended.
Governor, your next question comes from Dave Evans from WABC. Dave, your line is now open. Please unmute your microphone.
Pretty sure they were offended. Pretty sure they were. Be the peanut gallery with me, guys.
Yeah, Dave.
Governor, I just wanted to ask you, with all these calls in the last couple of days, calling for your resignation from some.
Oh, here we go.
Democrats, certainly not all Democrats, but some Democrats. Is today, since you've been gone for about a week, is this your way of saying, I'm certainly not resigning?
Just ask him if he's resigning.
Dave, look, some politicians will always play politics, right? That's the nature of the beast. I don't think today is a day for politics. I wasn't elected by politicians. I was elected by the people of the state of New York. I'm not going to resign. I work for the people of the state of New York. They elected me, and I'm going to serve the people of the state of New York. And by the way, we have a full plate. We have COVID. We have recovery. We have rebuilding.
And he's telling you to move
on
now.
We have a teetering New York City. We have a terrible financial picture. We have to do vaccines.
So he's not resigning. He pretty much told Dave there from ABC to go pound sand. DanaLash.com. That's Andrew Cuomo. That was live. We're carrying that live from his presser. That was awkward. By the way, is it just me, or did the sign language interpreter get a little sassier?
He did.
I am obsessed with this guy's his expressions. When Cuomo started saying, and I immediately looked at the sign language interpreter, because I feel like he's a good thermometer. And the moment that he was like, well, you know, I'm being Cuomo. I was elected by the people. It's like watching, if I close my eyes, it would almost be like I was watching a routine by Sebastian Maniscalco, right? I was elected by the people. Not politicians, see? By the people. And I'm not resigning. I serve the people in New York. I mean, we got a lot of stuff here. Yeah, we got the COVID. We got the, you know, the teeter in New York. We got all the financial instability. The people. I swear the sign language interpreter got sassy face. And okay, now I like him almost as much as Big Gretches. So he ain't leaving. He's staying where he is. You're not going to, 11,000 bodies weren't going to get him out. Why do you think that some women saying that he's, you know, that's, why do you think that nothing else is going to get him out? Holy wow. I really think that it's going to take a lot more intensification, because Democrats are going to also take their cues from him, I think, too. Are you going to find, like, what's your tone going to be on this? I think other Democrats were waiting to see how is Cuomo going to, remember, why is this? I mean, it's a national story, but this guy's a 2024. He was a 2024 potential contender. That's what he was setting everything up to be. He was going to use the coronavirus in his book to help establish nationwide name recognition and propel himself into the White House. Exactly. He would challenge Biden. He'd primary Biden, I bet. He was a contender. Yeah, it's weird to me because he's like, well, women have a right to come forward. My behavior was unintentional. I'm so embarrassed, but I never touched anybody inappropriately, though. I never meant to, you know, if someone was offended. You think they were offended? Ooh. And he goes, you can go and find hundreds of pictures of me kissing people, men, women. It's my usual and customary way of greeting. And he even said, you know, the pastors greet. That's when he was mentioning the pastors. He was talking about how pastors greet people. Pastors also don't ask to play strip poker. Right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You were going to play that. Yeah. I just want to hear it again.
In the heat of COVID, where it was the most intense period of my life, of this government's life, of this state's life. And we did both, and we'll do both here. On the pictures, Marcia, I understand the opinion of and feelings of Ms. Ruhr.
Blazers, accusers.
And you are right. You can find hundreds of pictures of me making the same gesture with hundreds of people. Mm. Women, men, children.
Okay, but see, no. It's not just the gesture. It's also you, like, propositioning people. All right? You're not going to go up to, like, somebody that you're greeting in the street. And you know, just to, you know, cop his attitude here. And you know, grab their head the way you grab that one chick's head and then proposition them. It's not going to happen. Can I kiss you on the mouth? No, you're not going to say that to people when you greet them. I mean, there are people who are like huggers, right? Like they're affectionate. They're kind of like huggers. They're affectionate people. Then there's Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo is, well, I think he's just a perv. I think he's just a pervert. Good heavens. I don't know. He's not going anywhere. He's not going to resign for this. He's not going to resign for how he handled the nursing home thing either. He's not going to go anywhere. And you're going to have to fight him to get him out. I've never done anything in my public career that I'm ashamed of. That's like an actual quote that he said. An actual quote. Is he going to get another? Wasn't he nominated for an Emmy? Is he going to get another one?
Yeah, he was.
For that attempted crying? Yeah. Best attempted crying. Nominees are Andrew Cuomo.
That would be the deserved.
For today's press conference.
That would be a deserved Emmy.
You know, I never did anything inappropriate. If anybody was offended. He's blaming it all on them.
Hundreds of people he wants to see eat the whole sausage?
I was just thinking that. You know, because it's just customary when you're greeting people to tell them to eat the whole sausage.
Hundreds of people.
You eat the whole sausage. You eat a whole bag of sausages there, Andrew Cuomo.
Men, women, doesn't matter. Eat the whole sausage. I want to see it.
Somebody should send him a bag of sausages. Just eat up. Just saying. All right, we've got Florida Man. We got Florida Man on the way. I'm still watching this press conference because it's my job. It does feel like it's a comedy bit. Like I'm watching Sebastian Maniscalco up there on stage talking about how his grandma put a pepper in his rearview mirror. You have to keep the devil away. And I feel like I'm watching him like do a parody of Andrew Cuomo. That fake crying was just...
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Dana Show. Sponsored by 30 years of game-changing Kel-Tec innovation. Like the P50. A new breed of pistol. Innovation. Performance. Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Okay, so in total honesty, I was thinking of some burns to put up on Twitter. I'm just not going to lie. Let's see here. Oh, where to start? So, let me pull this guy up. Let me pull this guy up. So, I don't watch The Voice or anything, but apparently there's a guy on The Voice that his name is Kenzie Wheeler. I don't even know what this is, a four-chair turn? I don't even know what this is. On NBC's The Voice, but that's not the important thing. None of that matters. What matters is that he apparently has an epic mullet. That is the only thing that matters. And Blake Shelton described his epic mullet as a unicorn on the show. So Florida Man gets recognition for having essentially one of the best mullets that Blake Shelton has ever seen. That's, you know.
That's saying something coming from Blake Shelton.
Yeah, because you would think that he would have one, but he doesn't.
He's seen some mullets.
He's seen them, but he's never himself possessed a mullet, right? He's never had one himself. Let's see here. I swear to you, some of you people. I'm like looking through. I have a Florida Man folder on my email. And so when I, you all like comment or you send stuff. I have it filed away like that. And you guys are just really, really some of the stuff that you're, I'm not going to send. I've already read the guy from Local 10 who was caught pleasuring himself in front of the sunbathing woman. I didn't need that eight more times in my, I did not need that. Just, you know, going to say, let's see here. Or the old man who was doing the same thing literally in public view. And
yeah, there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah, there's apparently a lot of it. So how about this one? This is actually really disturbing. And I, someone sent this to me after I said I was only in Florida for 5 minutes and I saw a gator. This was in Gainesville. So a 10.5-foot Nile crocodile named Anukit was brought into the veterinarian hospital. Apparently there was a shoe in the crocodile's belly. Just a shoe. Now, before you immediately come to the conclusion that I did, the keepers say that someone ziplined over her enclosure. Why? That's a feature. I don't know. And that she ate it. And to remove the shoe, the medicine resident Garrett Freres tried to first stupidly reach into the 341-pound reptile's mouth and pull out the shoe. The attempt was unsuccessful, as one might would imagine. So they had to then take Anukit in for surgery, where a large animal surgeon attempted to manipulate the shoe through an incision and push it up to the throat. That did not work. And then they had a gastrotomy and allowing access to the stomach. Finally, they were able to take it out. Nowhere in this or any other article, because I looked, do they explain why someone was ziplining over the gator's enclosure. How is that a feature of anything? Like that, I'm just thinking of like just the insurance problems alone. A Florida woman was charged because she threatened to kill FBI agents while chugging cinnamon Jack Daniels. Sidebar, I enjoy cinnamon Jack Daniels.
Yeah,
it's way better than Fireball. Way better than Fireball. Anyway, she got in trouble for that. Just FYI. I only read that because cinnamon was in the headline. We have a lot more in store, including how do you greet people? By telling them to eat sausages? We'll discuss.
If you make a mistake or don't quite hit the mark, does that mean you're a bad person? Pastor Alan Jackson doesn't think so.
One of my favorite parts of the Bible is that all of our heroes have flaws. I mean, there's nobody in there that the story's not told about.
Yeah.
And when I hear Christians stand up, because I've been married 63 years and I've never been mad at my wife, I think either, well, you're too stupid to be aware or you're lying to me, because life comes with challenges.
Subscribe to Culture and Christianity, an Alan Jackson podcast, on your favorite podcast app.
And you are right. You can find hundreds of pictures of me making the same gesture with hundreds of people, women, men, children, etc. You can go find hundreds of pictures of me kissing people, men, women. It is my usual and customary way of greeting.
You know, yes, I too like to tell people to eat the whole sausage when first meeting them. It's my customary greeting. Welcome back to the show. I am Dana Lash, danalash.com, and make sure you go and subscribe to my newsletter, Chapter and Verse, which at some point we will offer a monthly bag of sausages to people, maybe. Welcome to the show. And that was Andrew Cuomo just moments ago discussing his customary greetings, which he was not apologizing, really. He was apologizing if people were offended. Not apologizing for what he did, but whether or not people were offended. And then he said he didn't touch anyone inappropriately, and he's also not resigning. And then he tried to fake cry, and it didn't happen, so he gave up. It's also customary to challenge them to strip poker, right? And to say, can I kiss you on the mouth, and other things. The sausages, though, is my favorite. That's,
I have that audio. It's hard to hear, but I have that.
Yeah, but this is his customary greeting.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
No. The whole
I don't know if I should eat the whole sausage in front of you, but I'm definitely going to eat it.
I want to see you eat the whole sausage in front of me. Eat the whole sausage. It's just my way of saying hi. It's my way. My way of saying hi. It's my customary greeting. You know, men and women and children. It's what I, it's what I do. It wasn't happening. It was not happening at all. Oh my gosh. So welcome again. Welcome back to the show. Whoo, my goodness. So, I just really want to make fun of this forever. But I know we actually have to. He's, you know what I think he's setting? I feel like he's setting up. And a friend of mine said, is he trying to act as though people don't understand, like Italians? Like, is he trying to, is he, I feel like we're one sidestep away from saying, why are you an anti-Italian bigot? Like he, you know, and then he'll fake cry or something. Doesn't it feel like he's, yeah. He's going to have to really go out there and ask a lot of people to eat sausages because we're just not buying that this is a customary greeting. I'm sorry. No, I don't believe that. Now, maybe where he comes from, that's acceptable. Just like how it was, what's his brother's name? Chris Cuomo's, I guess, the way that he quarantines is to run at people in his front yard like a dog. I don't know. I just... Oh man, I don't know. I don't have to wear a mask anymore, so I feel great. Yay! Well, I mean, not until Wednesday, but I'm not doing it now anyway. Just come and make me. There you go. Welcome, like I said, welcome back to the show. All right, so where to start? I have a million things, and I want to make sure I get to all of them. I was telling you just a little bit earlier how now Democrats are, they're going to get in trouble with the progressive base. Although, like I said, I feel like it's a test run for universal basic income. So they're moving. They cut a deal, Democrats and Biden. And so now they're going to pay people instead of, what is it, $2,000, $1,400. And now it's only, it's fewer people that get $1,400.
That's not what they promised.
Uh-huh. That's what you get. And that's they're going to get in a lot of trouble with that. It's going to be... And then, if you ask this of Jen Psaki, she will remind you that Janet Yellen, the first female Treasury Secretary, she grew up in Bay Ridge. Did you know that? And then I'll circle back to you on that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hashtag circle back. Hashtag Janet Yellen's a woman. I want to play this audio. Texas, as I said, and Mississippi opened up their states respectively. I don't know when Mississippi's date is. Texas's is Wednesday. And Jen Psaki was asked about this at the presser. Listen to this. I put it in Slack because she was asked about this. And she had said that, it's unfortunate. Basically, she's saying that Texas is being and other states that are doing this are anti-science. And I'm just not sure that that's the correct way. If I could, I wish I could play it from my computer, but unfortunately I cannot. No, it's in there. There's literally an explanation point in front of it. Thank you. Can you play it, please?
For nearly a year, we've been dealing and navigating and coping with this pandemic across the country. And this entire country has paid the price for political leaders who ignored the science when it comes to the pandemic. We talked a little bit yesterday about how people are starting to feel a little bit better in some cases. You go to the grocery store and there's Clorox wipes available. And a year into this, that feels better. But there's still more work that needs to be done. We need to remain vigilant. He believes that, and he's hopeful, that people in these states will continue to follow the guidelines that have been set out and the recommendations made by Health and
Medical. So see, she says the entire country has paid a price for political leaders who ignored science. But I would counter that with saying, yeah, so have the kids at the hand of politicians who ignore CDC recommendations about opening schools and the contact tracing that shows schools pose one of the lowest transmission risks. If you want to have a discussion about quote unquote science. All right. So do you remember all of the arguing over the CPAC stage? You remember that, Kane, right?
Oh, yeah.
I was murdered. They spoke on a Nazi stage. because the left, while making fun of QAnon stuff, sees really like they see Nazi symbols in everything, including the, what was it called? The Odin rune. I don't know. Some Harry Potter gobbledygook. I don't know. And as it turns out, oh, and this is odd. Or maybe it makes more sense. The designer of the actual CPAC stage was a company, Design Foundry. It's a stage design firm from Hyattsville, Maryland. It is a company that they've worked with MSNBC, and they are a very, very pro-Biden firm, donating hand over fist to Democrats. In fact, it was like a leftist reporter that actually discovered this, somebody who was with Huffington Post. They handle design for lots of in DC for a lot of companies, and the owner is super, super liberal. And this one reporter said, exclusive Design Foundry, Maryland-based design firm, they took responsibility for the stage design. They said it had no idea that the stage resembled a Nazi symbol.
Because it doesn't really.
But they're a very progressive company. So good job, liberals. Good job. Slow clap on that one. You owned yourselves. Yeah, owned. Checks notes. Owned yourselves. That's right. Yeah, good job. Good job. Mm-hmm. Everybody stop. It's so ridiculous. By the way, did you know that Janet Yellen was the first female treasurer, secretary of the treasury? Did you know that? Grew up in Bay Ridge, she did. Bay Ridge.
Hashtag qualifications.
Bay Ridge. Mm-hmm. High fives. There you go. High five and all the angels. Yay. We'll have more effects. We should have a Janet Yellen quiz just because. Ooh, one of the things that we're going to introduce, and I'm going to start this tomorrow. We have a fun game that we're going to play. I'm very excited about this. It's a fun game. You can play along at home or at work instead of working. Don't get caught. We're going to play real or fake cancel culture. Yeah. And you get to determine what is real and what is fake. It's going to be like that Jonathan Frakes truth or fiction show.
Yeah.
I'm going to need the mystery lighting in a dark alleyway to stand in order to film anything. And then we're going to need some, you know, like spooky scoring. Maybe some like light smoke.
Mm-hmm. This would be the toughest game if you're to play it. I mean, if you think about the rules, I mean, real or fake cancel culture, this is probably the toughest game we've ever played.
It's going to test everything. Yeah. It is going to be the hardest thing we've ever done. To play this game, even if we know the answers, we're going to actually doubt ourselves.
Yep.
It's going to be the most difficult thing ever, and we're going to start that tomorrow. Real or fake cancel culture.
Yeah.
And so get prepared for it. Everyone on the show is obligated to play, and you're obligated to play it if you're listening and or watching the simulcast on the first. But yes, it's very excited about this, but it's going to be, well, I'm telling you. All right, so I have a million other things to, where do I even start? I'm not going to get through everything today, and I feel kind of bad about this, but there's just a lot to do. So, where do I want to go? Where do I want to go? Okay, then is March Women's History Month or something? I don't even know. I don't even know when my own History Month is supposed to be. I get a whole month. Kane, when is your month?
I don't know if I get a
month. When is your and Steve's month?
Is there a Men's History Month?
Yeah, Steve, do you know? When is y'all's month?
I know.
You don't know?
I didn't realize I was missing out until just now.
Yeah. I mean, everybody else gets a month. You guys don't get a month? Y'all out
Apparently
there, you
not.
Guys get a month? That's kind of sad if you don't.
It's hard to spell men, though, with an X there.
I mean, it's not like you get anything eat. Special with it. No. So, who is this? This is, I don't even know who the hell these people are. Oh, it's some company. It's like some PR company. Bain and Company or whatever. They came out with the most obnoxious thing ever. I don't even know how you say this. Womixon's History Month, they write. Womixon's History Month is a time of reflection, celebration, deep consideration for how we can continue to improve as a workplace that empowers all Wemixin to thrive personally and professionally. We're amplifying Wemixin's voices to educate our communities throughout the month. It's Wemixin's History Month. The hell are Wemixin? And then they go, who is a Wemixin you think represents? Choose to challenge the theme of this year's International Women's Day. And they say, Wemixin's History Month. What is one thing men can do to be better allies to the Wemixin in their lives? I think you first need to know what the hell a Wemixin is. What's a Wemixin? This is so obnoxious. It is so stupid. And they're trying, now they're trying to take the E out of women?
Yeah.
Why? Are you that weak that I can't even share three letters with these people? I can't share three letters with them. I need my own. I need to put something in here, a consonant that makes no sense at all whatsoever. I can't.
Every year has a new energy. And I feel like this year is really about like the year of just realizing stuff. And everyone around me, we're all just like realizing things.
See? I'm so upset I can't even share three letters with them. The rest of us are like, yeah, we don't care. We're too busy like paying bills and raising kids to get upset about that. Wemixin? Didn't even make any sense. I'm assuming there's not like an official douchey, like, you know, SJW guide.
There's a website that helps pronounce things. Let me type that in.
Yeah, Google it real quick. We don't have a break or anything. Go ahead and Google it. Sorry. No. Wemixin's History Month. It's almost like it's making us into something different. I'm so glad other people are normal about it. Women's History Month. Everyone else is saying women. But I don't know who the Wemixin is. This is the stupid. And it's Bain and Company. What does Bain do? They serve clients horribly. Probably tell them to eat sausages, whole ones. Do you know how to pronounce it?
How to pronounce this word and what is the meaning of this term?
What? Who are you talking to? Sounds like you're asking a man.
It is used to avoid the...
Are you asking a man how to pronounce Wemixin?
The English word woman. Alternative spellings of the English Wemixin. Word woman.
Wemixin.
There's just some guy narrating the fact that it's dumb.
See, that's sexist. I was murdered!
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's the Dana Show.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
So this is very nice. Display cases. It is gun sales hit another record. This is according to NSSF, National Shooting Sports Foundation. They looked at lawful background check numbers. And remember, you can purchase multiple firearms per background check in most states, and I think all states. But these numbers come as Democrats are looking to ram through new gun control bills without even hearings or debates. And I'm writing more about this. But they said that they're looking at, for a comparison, the figure of 1,387,076. It's a 7% an increase compared to February 2020 at this time. So that's huge. I mean, you're looking at a significant increase. Oh, hell no. Bo Bergdahl wants to appeal his desertion conviction. Remember the guy who got people killed when they went out to look for him? And he was he just deserted, ran off, got captured by the Taliban. They held him for 5 years. He had a Rose Garden ceremony under Obama. Well, yeah, he entered a guilty plea. He is a traitor. Stick with us.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
How dare you be uninformed?
How dare you?
Let Dana get you up to speed by subscribing to the podcast on Apple Podcasts.
I join my Republican colleagues unequivocally in condemning left-wing violence, but let's stop pretending that the threat of Antifa is equivalent to the white supremacist threat.
What is he talking about? That's Dick Durbin. I just don't know. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Dana Lash.
I say we stop pretending that they aren't. Let's stop pretending that Antifa hasn't been violent for years.
And even just the ideology that even predates Antifa. Right. So, all right, a couple of things. There's two things I want to touch on. First, let me pull this up. So bear with me for just a moment, please. Because there's an issue with immigration and coronavirus that not a lot of people are talking about. NBC has a story coming out of Brownsville wherein they say that asylum seekers, people who are trying to enter the country illegally, the ones who are testing positive for coronavirus, they're just being released. And the city of Brownsville is administering rapid tests at bus stations because they're, in fact, a spokesperson for Brownsville said that since they began doing tests on January 25th, 108 people who entered illegally and were released and at the bus stop, they had to be released under Joe Biden by Border Patrol. They tested positive for the coronavirus, and that's over 6% of the people that they were able to just get to have the test, to administer the test to. You can't even come back into the country unless you show a negative. I mean, it's...
Are states opening up 100% murderers, but Democrat policies that allow these people over the border is somehow just humanitarian? What's going on?
Oh, that's a great question, Kane. I don't know. I mean, that's a great question. Wow. It amazes me that reopening and following CDC guidelines is what is getting heat from pundits and politicians, Democrats, but not just like releasing individuals who enter illegally and they test positive. In fact, they said that there are some organizations that are trying to help with quarantining and all of that. The Cameron County positivity rate for those entering the country illegally is over 13%. It's almost 14%. I'm just mystified by this. Mystified. We're just not going to talk about this? We're just not going to have this conversation?
Are Democrats not forcing them to wear masks? Because they seem to be fine forcing Americans to do the same thing. But
yeah,
what about these people?
They're more upset over what Greg Abbott is doing than what they're telling Border Patrol to do. The city assured municipal workers to recommend to those who test positive just to make sure you're keeping quarantined by CDC and go to non-government organizations and nonprofits. They'll help you quarantine. So you're letting them make that decision, but we can't decide whether or not we're going to wear masks. I'm just amazed by this. And this was just 108 and going through Brownsville. And that's just the people that they just happened to find at a bus stop. It almost seems like we don't want you to open Texas, so here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I'm saying that if I didn't want Texas to reopen, this is exactly what I would do to Texas if I were in D.C.
This is the news I've been
So they refer suspected cases, you know, for treatment and that's what we just refer them. And then there's a photo that was taken on March 1st, and there's a whole bunch of people who tested positive for coronavirus, and they have them just sitting, you know, some feet apart from the other individuals who came in, entered illegally. Just have them sitting away from the
I've been to Brownsville several times, and it's been a couple decades since I've been there, but there is a part of the Rio Grande River there that is literally, you just walk across, yeah, like it's a creek.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just a creek, and you can, 1 foot in Mexico and 1 foot in the United States.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And we're not testing, but the lawmakers are infuriated though over this. They're infuriated over Texas reopening, but not this. And the crazy thing is that this has been happening since January, and you probably haven't heard about this, have you?
Nope.
And again, I want to reemphasize, because I think this is huge. That was just in Brownsville, and that's just who they happened to catch going through like a couple of particular bus stops. That's not even everybody going through Brownsville, to say nothing of any other border areas like that. Is anybody else have questions? Jen Psaki needs to be asked about this. Because when she's asked about it, when she's asking about the border, then audio soundbite 14, this is what she says. When she's asked whether or not it's a crisis, this is what she says.
I don't want to sound like a broken record here, but at what point does it become a crisis?
Well, I would say I don't think we need to meet your bar of what we need to call it. We had the Secretary of Homeland Security yesterday conveying it's a challenge. We've provided numbers publicly about how serious that challenge is. We, of course, because we are approaching this humanely, and we are approaching this in a way where we will keep the children safe, in a great break with the past administration, and because we're doing this at a time of COVID, that is even more challenging.
Mm-hmm. That's, I think this is kind of could be a crisis.
Of course it is.
This seems like, you know, this seems like a challenge here, like a crisis. Yeah.
Okay, so when was mm-hmm. it Department of Homeland Security? Was that the guy talking about how there is no crisis at the border? This was yesterday when we played the audio.
Yeah.
And he also said something about, you know, we're not saying don't come. We're just saying don't come now. Like, they're literally giving the messages to these people that caused the crisis at the border.
And even more so, listen to this, audio soundbite 3. This is the White House saying on people coming to the border, yeah, if you're under 18, we're not going to turn you away, because, you know, nobody lies about their age. Listen.
It sounds like, even if unintentionally, you're sending the message that these migrants can't come, they just got to wait a little bit longer. Is that the message you're sending?
Well, we've been also clear, as he was yesterday, the majority of people who come to the border are turned away. Even undocumented, even kids who come in at the border, unaccompanied minors who come in. And we have emphasized time and time again, we want to keep them safe. We want to treat them with humanity. They are not guaranteed to stay in the United States. They still go through the processing. We just don't want to send them back, and the consideration of whether they can stay here through what is a possible through our laws. It is still a difficult time. It's a difficult journey. We are not encouraging people to come, but we also believe differently from the past administration that we are not going to turn away kids who are under 18.
How do you prove that they're the age that they say they are? Because there have been numerous investigations, and I've heard from Border Patrol where you have people who are definitely older than 18 coming through saying, oh, I'm actually 17. I can stay, right? Because that's never been exploited. That's irresponsible. So they're releasing people even after they test positive. They go out and, you know, they get more allowances than you do. More than you do. Unbelievable.
And by the way, Psaki didn't even answer the question.
No, she didn't. Of course she didn't answer the question.
Question was, you said, not now. We're not telling you not to come. We're just telling you not to come now. She did not address that.
Yeah. So do you guys want to hear something really ridiculous?
Always.
So, and this is Daily Caller. Arizona Education Department is providing an equity toolkit stating racism starts at 3 months old. Yeah, it starts at 3 months old. So it is the Arizona Department of Education. They reportedly created this equity toolkit. It includes an infographic that shows how racism develops in babies. And they recommend readings that suggest that white people are ignorant, colorblind, and racist. It's a direct quote. The toolkit shows a spectrum of children from birth to ages over six with the title, They're Not Too Young to Talk About Race. And they say that babies look equally at faces of all races, and at 3 months, babies look more at faces that match the race of their caregivers because they're looking for their caregivers. And that's racist. You and your racist baby. Science. Mm-hmm. So you need to talk to your three-month-old about racism and ask your baby why your baby's being so racist and looking for races similar to that of your baby's caregivers.
It sounds like somebody who never had kids wrote this.
No, it sounds like a big racist, Kane. That's what it sounds like. Big racist and their big racist babies.
3 months old. They put everything in their mouth. Like, what are you going to... You can't teach... Mm-hmm. There's nothing you're going to do. They have to grow out of that.
You need to talk to your infant about race. Sit your three-month-old down.
So we have to get critical theory with these people?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, 3 months old, apparently. There critical. You go. Okay. Sit your baby down. Okay. Make your baby listen. Babies are good listeners. You know, sit them down. Little three-month-old baby. Sit them down. How dare they? Look at. You got to think of a punishment, because how dare they?
What if you have a four-month-old? Are they already a month gone? Like, are they already a month racist?
Yeah. Well, it starts at 3 months. So you can see your baby exhibit signs of racism by 3 months.
So if you got started at 4 months,
this very scientific
thing, could have a racist on your hands.
Yeah, and if you don't get in there and talk to your three-month-old by 4 months old, I mean, who knows? They might be setting a cross on fire in somebody's yard. Who knows? I mean, y'all know how those babies are. And they say that white parents, they need to address the anti-racism with their kids before the kids can speak. They literally say this. Or that kids learn the racism. So it just assumes that you're all a bunch of racists, right? But by 5 months, goodness, it's pretty much your baby's gone. Might as well get rid of it. Baby's gone. It's too racist. This is the most sciencey thing you're going to hear all day. I mean, it has nothing to do with... It has nothing to do with babies trying to identify where their parents are. It has to do with babies just being hateful and mean and racist, right? Didn't you talk to your 3 months old, your children, before they could speak?
About race?
Yeah, about critical race theory and Marxism and all that. You sat them down, talked to them about that?
Literally
about their privilege?
It was a competition to get the baby to say da-da before mama.
Uh-huh.
So that's literally where my focus was at that point.
So, like these people, they probably, your white baby's first word should be privilege.
That's a tough first word.
You know, well, again, what?
That's
what?
Tough.
It's not tough.
For the first word for
teach your babies not to be racist. This is the stuff, this is like the world in which we live. Good heavens. No wonder aliens don't visit us.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Want a deeper dive into The Dana Show? Subscribe to Dana Lash's chapter and verse newsletter by visiting DanaLash.com and clicking on the subscribe tab. Don't worry. Your info is safe with her.
Every individual is empowered to do the right thing here, regardless of what the states decide for personal health, for public health, for their health of their loved ones and communities. I would still encourage individuals to wear a mask, to socially distance, and to do the right thing to protect their own health.
Hmm. Wow. That's CDC Director Rochelle Walensky. She's talking about Texas and saying that, well, every individual is empowered to do the right thing here, regardless of what determination the states make. Huh. Look at that. Yeah. I mean, that's called freedom. Imagine that. I mean, the next time that someone gets upset over Texas's, you know, they're following this, the CDC recommended guidelines. So I wanted to touch on really quickly because the way that I understand it, the executive order that Biden signed to the release for migrants, the people who illegally enter the United States, illegal entrants, that, you know, you have a pause in deportations for 100 days and all of this. So it absolutely is. I realize that Snopes and others are trying to spin this as, oh, they're releasing people who test positive. Well, that's not right. This was a plan that was under Trump. Actually, no, because Joe Biden had signed executive orders this week reversing several Trump policies. So that claim is absolute pig crap. Absolute lie. He signed three orders specifically right off the bat as it relates to immigration. And of course, one of those had to do with the release of individuals. And so that's why you're having these illegal entrants who are testing positive. It's why Border Patrol was told, look, you can't detain them. And you need a negative test to get back in. But they don't. I'm just amazed. So he had three, and I'm actually reading from CNN. He had three executive orders that looked at the immigration policies. And he had called it bad policy. You know, heaven forbid we actually make sure that we're not continuing or intensifying the spread of a virus in the United States. Where is the left's concern about that? They're so concerned when people who follow the law don't do what they want, but good heavens. You'll get this information the cases in Texas have plummeted. You'll get this information on PrEP tonight. Kane, today in stupidity.
All right, Senator Durbin was trying to convince those in the chamber and also those people listening that somehow Antifa is not the problem. It's white supremacy that's the problem. So listen.
I join my Republican colleagues unequivocally in condemning left-wing violence, but let's stop pretending that the threat of Antifa is equivalent to the white supremacist threat.
Okay, well, it isn't, because it's way, way worse. The numbers of Antifa far outnumber any claimed white supremacy group. So this narrative is being pushed not only by Democrats, but also the media. Mm. And it's just, it qualifies because it's stupid.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you subscribe to Chapter and Verse, the newsletter. You can go to danalash.com and subscribe at the top where it says subscribe. And you'll get my PrEP email tonight. There's more stuff coming out this week. So make sure you go and sign up. I'll be back with you all tomorrow. We're making it through the week together.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.